Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In the final scene of the 1986 blockbuster movie Top Gun, two American F-14s are ambushed by six Russian MiGs. One F-14 is immediately shot down as the other pilot fights valiantly against 6-1 odds. When the captain of the aircraft carrier asks how long until additional American jets arrive on scene, he's told, 10 minutes, sir. 10 minutes, he shouts incredulously. This will be over in two. Unfortunately, we're facing the same scenario in the 2022 election cycle. Across Montana, there are primary races where our solid conservative Christian legislative allies are being challenged by liberal Republicans in name only. In several of these districts, there's no Democratic challenger. Mail-in voting begins in 5 weeks, and the winner of the primary will win the race, thus the Top Gun analogy. We don't have until November. These races will be over in June. The legislators we're talking about are those that have fought hard and given us our greatest victories in the areas of life, marriage and family, and religious liberty. Losing even one of them would be a travesty. The 2021 legislative session was the most successful in Montana history. 7 pro-life bills were passed, and this is our chance to keep that momentum going. As I've said before, if you do nothing else, please register and vote. In 2007, after a recount of the ballots, Creighton Kearns of Laurel won a seat in the Montana House of Representatives by 3 votes. That gave the Republicans a 1-seat majority and allowed them to choose the Speaker, who then in turn assigned staunch conservatives to the Judiciary Committee, who were then able to stop a bill that would have given special rights to members of the LGBT community. Just 3 votes in Laurel completely changed the course of the entire legislative session. Proof positive that your vote does make a difference. But it's not enough just to cast a vote. It's important to cast an informed vote. You've heard the famous Latin saying, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. In this case, I would say caveat sentio, let the voter beware. Not all members of a particular political party are created equal. It's important to check voting records. You can do that at our website at montanafamily.org. You can also check candidate answers to our questionnaires at montanavoterguide.com. In one current Senate primary race, 2 House Republican incumbents are facing off. One has a 100% positive voting record on our legislative scorecard. The other scored 67%. Which one would you choose? And in a similarly bizarre turn of events, former Montana Republican Governor Mark Roscoe this week joined forces with former Montana Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and endorsed Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Biden's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. Brown Jackson is a radical leftist who is solidly pro-abortion, has refused to criticize the idea of packing the Supreme Court with a liberal majority, and when asked, was unable or unwilling to define the difference between a man and a woman. Brown Jackson is a nominee so radical that it left conservatives across the state scratching their heads and wondering, what was Governor Roscoe thinking? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.